I've always wanted to go, not always, but for the last 10 years or so, since I started playing the didgeridoo, I wanted to go to Australia. And in 2018, I was planning a trip, but I was awarded this fellowship in Boston, and it took me, it was a year program, and I couldn't take a month off to go to Australia, so I put it off. And so then I decided that I was going to do, I was going to go in the winter of 2020. So needless to say, that did not happen, but someday I will go. We're going to do this piece now called Dreamtime. Tribesmen standing on the red line train, dressed in breechcloth only. Body covered with red and yellow paint, seems a long way from home. And by home, I mean not only the sun-seared Australian landscape, a long way from his time, his time, his time, his time. Yet I'm the only one worried about time. The idea to him of time means nothing. His people live in the dream time, where yesterday, today, tomorrow are but drops of water in a river without beginning or end. It's the quantum physics of the outback, a wisdom that was ancient thousands of years before the pyramids were born. It's a wisdom I find hard to appreciate on a rainy Tuesday morning before my second cup of coffee. I know, without knowing how I know, his presence is meant for me. No one else can see him. No other passengers. Their ordinary faces are all lit by the glow of their plastic toys. But whatever message he carries for me, I don't want. So I make a point of not meeting his eyes. I needn't bother. He's not looking at me or anyone else on the train. He's simply standing as the stations slip by like beads on a prayer rope. And when I get off at Harvard Square, He doesn't acknowledge me in any way, just maintains his silent vigil as the train rockets down the dark tunnel. Something has shifted. Some portal cracked open. Suddenly, on the platform, I see myself in first grade. The little wooden desk, the clip-on tie, proudly clutching a newly sharpened pencil. That image fades, and now I'm the young man about town, admiring my reflection in the shop window as I pass. Head empty as a paper cup. That image fades. And now I'm watching my mother lowered into the ground. That image fades. And now I see my eyes stare out of a face lined with wrinkles. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. We thank the Arts and Armory staff for being totally cool. Would you all please give the staff here a hand? See, we're just trying to butter them up so they let us come back sometime, you know? Is that so wrong? So we're going to end with a song I wrote called A Box of Black and Gold. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. The lights in here are getting dim. I wish they'd turn them up again. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. Tell that gal of mine I said goodbye. I want to tell that gal of mine I said goodbye. I hope she finds a better man, one who'll do the best they can. To tell that gal of mine I said goodbye. I said, send someone to look beneath my bed. Cause there's a box of black and gold. It's got some things it should not hold. Send someone to look beneath my bed. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. I just can't seem to get my breath. I guess I ain't got much time left. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sins. Last week has been kind of an interesting week. You know, like the Chinese curse where you live through interesting times. So, I mean, we could stand up here for a couple hours and commiserate and do all other kinds of good stuff. We ain't gonna do this. We're gonna share this one poem. This is, We Won't Go Back. We won't go back. We won't go back to the back of the bus, the back of the line. Won't line up our identity cards. Won't hold out our plates for corporate crumbs. We see your grinning, well-fed lizards gathering to feast on democracy's carcass. We see Confederate flags flying from shiny pickup trucks. And the smoldering anger and hate you have fanned into flame. We are dismayed and discouraged to be fighting these ancient battles once again, but you have reminded us the battles never end. Every generation has to fight them in its own way. So we won't go back. We won't go back to yes sir, no sir, head down, hold your tongue, keep your place. We won't go back, won't let our lives be run by those who would hammer the words of a prophet of love into swords. We won't go back to being told whom to love. We won't go back to women dying from back alley abortion, so we're coming at you low and hard. We owe it to those who came before us, who sacrificed so much. We owe it to our children and to our children's children. We won't go back.
Charles Coe.
Ken Field, our ranger and one of the best scoutmasters I've ever met.